Are you serious? Are you serious? Guys, I'm very serious, and of course, it's getting very serious. A lot of big news going on right now. I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu looks like it's going to be going back in as the Prime Minister of Israel, which is unbelievable. If you think about it, though, he, you know, he's so resilient. Looks like he's going to have about a 65-seat majority, which is huge, which means should keep him in power for the next 4 years, which the world needs that, and Israel certainly needs that as a nation. But I want to tell you that North Korea has just fired 25 missiles towards South Korea. Some of those missiles landing with less than 2 miles from the shores of South Korea. United States and South Korea planes are scrambling. They're calling it a military drill, but it's certainly a significant reaction. Let me put a shout out right now for noblegoldinvestment.com. That's www.noblegoldinvestment.com. Guys, seriously, we're living in the end times, but we're also living in different times and economic times that are shifting. Now, silver is being used by technology. They're purchasing it everywhere. They need it for solar panels, for components, electrical components, car components, all kinds of computer components, and so it's certainly needed. Because of that, the demand has gone sky high and the price has gone down low. It's a perfect time actually to purchase silver. You might also want to take a look at your 401k in these difficult high inflation time, because you could roll that 401k over into a gold or silver IRA, which precious metals would be a perfect time to do that and catch the wave as the price goes up. So this is your moment. Colin Plume is doing a great job over at noblegoldinvestment.com. You might want to pick up the phone and call him today. That's 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Tell him Pastor Paul Begley sent you. That's noblegoldinvestment.com. All right, so with North Korea firing 25 missiles, this is a significant change. Now, it also proves that he's not afraid of any type of retaliation or any type of reaction, really, from the West. He's not afraid of the United States anybody in the West. And I think he's probably operating under the orders of the Chinese president, and we'll call him the Chinese emperor if you want to, and that's President Xi Jinping. And with China broadening its base, increasing its threats on Taiwan, Singapore, Japan, North Korea is the one threatening Japan, and even China's influence over Australia today, the South Pacific is becoming a very, very different world than it was. This is not post-World War II anymore. This is a new era, a new approach, including with Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the threat against NATO allies. So we're in a different world, and so we need to pray. If there was ever a time that we need strong leadership, it's right now. We really do. And so we have a difficult situation developing here. Now, there's a new prime minister just went into England, but he's more of a financial guy. And he just announced yesterday that he would like to move the world's economy into the crypto blockchain technology. So this is exactly what I said he was going to do, and that he was going to be the guy who would spearhead the move to try to create a one world currency, which is just another stepping stone for a one world governance. And from a biblical standpoint, we would call that the laying the foundation for a future mark of the beast, or what I'll call the kingdom, beast kingdom, in charge of the world. So we see that's his focus. His focus is not as much on these other outside forces and things that are happening. But arrival of Benjamin Netanyahu is a game changer, because Israel is still the ultimate prize, folks. And if the current prime minister of Israel, Yair Lapid, he wanted to divide the land, he wanted to divide the land of Israel and offered it to the world, to the Palestinians and to the world at the United Nations just in September, with the election results of Benjamin Netanyahu BB is King BB's back. This is a game changer because he will not allow that. He will strengthen the position, but he's only he has a problem. He has to work with the current administration, the Biden administration, who does not want him in power. Does not want him in power. He was an ally of the past administration with Trump. So this is a volatile situation developing now for the world. I can't wait the fact that I'm going to Israel in February. I'm going right in on this prophecy moment. And I hope you want to go with me. Some of you are going. We've got a pretty good crowd going now, but boy, we still got seats available. And the deadline is November 24th. So you need to go to my website at paulbegleyprophecy.com and get signed up. Pick up the phone and call right now. Our headquarters at 765-414-2230, and let them help you. Let Tara help you get locked in, get signed up, get your deposit paid, get your first installments paid, and be ready to finish your final installment on the 24th of November. Get your seat locked down. I would love for you to go with us, because it's going to be a great, great time, and a time. There's no more prophetic time to go than right now. So, wow, we're in the last days. But anyway, pray for the situation in Korea, because it looks bad. I'll be back today. Oh, by the way, and I did a show with Bishop Larry Ragland called The Big Picture on YouTube, and it is a great show. And it will air. It will be on his channel. The Larry Ragland TV or Larry Ragland YouTube channel, The Big Picture, and it comes on, and he's going to air it at 2 p.m. Eastern today. That's 2 p.m. Eastern, where he and I talk about all of these global changes and how, I mean, with the Bolsonaro being voted out of Brazil, Netanyahu voted into Israel, Sunak, the new prime minister of UK, and his agenda, the red wave, that looks like it's about to happen, or tsunami, all the different things that are taking place. We cover all that from a biblical perspective at 2 o'clock on his video. So check it out at the Larry Ragland YouTube or The Big Picture. All right. God bless all of you. I'll be back with more on the coming apocalypse. Don't miss our 12 noon show. 12 noon show.